This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Uttarakhand, heavy overnight rainfall in Dehradun's Sahastrdhara area has severely disrupted daily life in the state capital. Nearly 100 people were safely rescued through a prompt relief and rescue operation conducted by the administration. Several other parts of the city also witnessed damage to roads and bridges due to the continuous rainfall. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas and reviewed the relief efforts. He reaffirmed that the state government stands firmly with every affected family.
सभी विभाग हमारे युद्ध स्तर पर काम कर रहे हैं, सभी कोऑर्डिनेशन कर रहे हैं। आज आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी सारी जानकारी ली है, उन्होंने चिंता व्यक्त करी और हर प्रकार से हमको आश्वासन दिया है। आदरणीय गृह मंत्री जी ने भी आज देहरादून में जो जल भराव और बादल फटने से नुकसान हुआ है उसके बारे में आकलन किया है, उनका भी धन्यवाद भी करता हूँ।
The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert today for heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat districts, along with a warning of intense rain in other parts of the state. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone today to get a detailed update on the situation arising from heavy rainfall in the state. The Prime Minister as well as the Home Minister assured all possible assistance and said the central government stands firmly with the state in this hour of disaster. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the second national conference of anti-narcotics task force heads of states and union territories in New Delhi today. The conference will serve as a strategic platform to reinforce Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a drug-free India and to formulate a roadmap to achieve this goal. The Home Minister said in a social media post that he will also destroy drugs worth 4,794 crore rupees on the occasion to mark the inauguration of a drug destruction drive. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has decided to further extend the due date for filing the income tax returns ITRs for assessment year 2025-26 till today. Income Tax India informed this in a social media post late last night. It said the decision has been taken after reported technical glitches that disrupted ITR filings yesterday. Originally, the due date for filing of ITRs was the 31st of July, which was extended up to the 15th of September. Arab and Muslim leaders have called for a review of ties with Israel after emergency talks in Doha yesterday, following last week's deadly strike on Hamas members in the Qatari capital. The Arab League and Organization of Islamic Cooperation joint session, which brought together nearly 60 countries, sought to take firm action after Israel's attack on Qatar-hosted Hamas officials as they discussed a Gaza ceasefire proposal. A joint statement from the summit urged all states to take all possible legal and effective measures to prevent Israel from continuing its actions against the Palestinian people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held an expanded meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss Iran, the strike in Doha, and efforts to free hostages. During the meeting held at Netanyahu's Jerusalem office, Rubio put the Trump administration's full support behind Benjamin Netanyahu. He said Washington's priorities were the liberation of Israeli hostages and the destruction of Hamas. Rubio would make a stop in Doha today on his way to London as the Trump administration seeks to limit the damage to U.S. relations in the Gulf caused by the Israeli strike last Tuesday. The 69th General Conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency is taking place in Vienna, focusing on the peaceful use of nuclear energy and technology and the urgent need to protect the global nuclear non-proliferation regime. In his message, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the International Atomic Energy Agency plays a vital role in ensuring nuclear science and technology are used solely for peaceful purposes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Anand Kumar Velkumar for securing a gold medal at the Speed Skating World Championships 2025 in China in the senior men's 1,000-meter sprint event. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, Anand Kumar Velkumar's grit, speed and spirit have made him India's first world champion in skating. The Prime Minister added that his accomplishment will inspire countless youngsters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.